And now for something completely different.
Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
Hello and welcome to your weekly dose of all things LGBT. This is Shout Out and I'm Andy Shelton.
And I am Ezra Peregrine. Today on the show, it is Earth Week.
Plus, how connected to nature are we as LGBT people?
All today on Shout Out.
The Shout Out Listeners Awards, sponsored by YouGo, are returning. Nominations for 2025 will open on the 28th of November. To find out more, including how to nominate and which awards are available, visit our brand new website, awards.shoutoutradio.lgbt. Sorry about that.
You
were consummate professional with that.
Always.
I'm sure the listeners won't have noticed. So, just before we went on air, Steph handed Ez a script to read.
Yeah.
And I hadn't sent the update over Dropbox, so you were
okay.
Reading last week's script.
I didn't know. Did you know?
Nope.
Good. No.
What, you don't know what's going on
also,
in this week's show?
I can't hear myself, but that's all right.
Clue what's going on.
Right. Nobody noticed.
I need to rush out to the green room to the makeup artist and the dressers because I've got some chocolate down my front.
Oh,
what?
Wow.
Yeah, I know. You can't.
Did you
dribble? I'm feeling really shabby here on radio, so it's got
you
to
look
be sorted.
Really yeah.
Get our staff in from the green
it's a
room.
Shabby
you look great.
Shabby shirt off the dock.
Now we got quite a kind of like LGBT-esque show today, haven't we?
Yes.
All kind
which
of
is
like,
funny because it's an LGBT show. You know,
well done, Andy, and well done, Terry, for actually noticing what Andy had said.
Oh, it's Halloween. How Halloween-y. That's still one of the best quotes I've ever got off Terry, that one.
Dear.
Well, what a great start to the show.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Anyway, before we talk lots, I got a little bit from those vegan guys.
Hello there, I'm Paul.
I'm Jason.
And together we are Those Vegan Guys. We just wanted to have a quick chat with you on this Earth Week to talk about veganism. Because of course we're vegan, hence being called Those Vegan Guys. We've been vegan for about 10 years now and find it extremely easy.
Yeah, it's extremely easy, more so than it ever has been before in 2024. We appreciate that a lot of people might think that going full vegan is a massive leap. But, you know, a lot of reputable educational establishments, scientists around the world are really sort of saying that reducing the consumption of animal products can really make a huge difference, not just to your health, but to the planet.
Absolutely. And there are a lot of naysayers out there who talk about, oh, you know, the so much soy is grown on the earth and that's bad for the earth. And they don't actually realise that most of the soy grown on the earth is fed to farmed animals to fatten them up for human consumption. In fact, up to 80% of the soy grown on earth is fed to farm animals. And of course, the growth of that soy is seeing the destruction of our rainforests, which are commonly known as the lungs of the earth because they produce so much oxygen.
Yeah, so this Earth Week, I think one of the big things that we want to encourage people to think about is the fact that we've only got one. We've only got one Earth.
Yeah, there's no planet B. we've got this one. And the thing about being vegan these days is, if you want sausage and mash, you can have sausage and mash. If you want a steak pie, chips and peas, you can have a steak pie, chips and peas. There are vegan versions these days of pretty much every meal you could ever wish for. Even a steak dinner. Jason and I really enjoy a steak dinner every now and again with juicy marble steaks. And yeah, we just wanted to have a chat about the ease of being vegan, how delicious and nutritious it is. We've been vegan now, as I said, for 10 years, have absolutely no inclination to ever be not vegan. And if you want to see what we do with our veganism, how we promote down-to-earth veganism, you can find us on Instagram and YouTube and Facebook and TikTok. We're all over the show, aren't we, Jay?
We are, we're everywhere. And that's not to say as well that there isn't a whole host of other help, resources and support out there. A simple search, 5-10 minutes, you'll have lots to go at. We want to encourage you to take a step in the right direction for the planet, for your health, for the animals. Let's do it.
Exactly that. Let's just do it. So to you all, happy Earth Week, and we'll hopefully see you on the interwebs.
On the interwebs.
So. It's a very special week, isn't it? It's J.K. Rowling's favourite week of the year this week.
Wow. I sure declined to come in.
Because there's lots of trans people around, putting our heads above the parapet.
I was going to say, more than regularly?
More than regularly.
Yeah. More and trans let's people. Not even mention America, shall we, today? It's just,
well, there's plenty of it on the news, I'm afraid. Yeah. But so. Other things as well.
You were nice vegan for a while, weren't you? Not now.
10 years.
10 years? Yeah. Wow. Why did you stop?
Eggs.
Not bacon.
I will say
bacon
that
apparently is a big temptation, isn't it? Because it smells so
Oh,
nice.
I don't know. I don't eat any meat. I am. It's very difficult. It's very
what,
complex.
To eat?
No, bacon isn't. It was to do with medical practitioners suggesting things for one's stomach. So mine was medicinal, not a choice, I would say. Which sounds like a cop out, I understand, and probably is for a lot of people if you're listening. Plant based is mainly.
The one thing I didn't realize. It's great is that we have choices. We can do things, and we can be vegans. And I didn't realize though that it's really dangerous to do it to some animals. Like cats, for example, cannot live off a diet that doesn't include meat. It can actually kill them.
No, that is correct. But dogs can live off a fully plant-based diet and actually can be incredibly healthy and really benefit from it. It's all about understanding nutrients in meals. That's all it comes down to. Knowing what you're eating and knowing what you're giving others to eat.
It's got a lot better. I remember, bear in mind, next year, shout out, be 15. In the first year, we actually covered veganism when it wasn't really a thing. It wasn't really known.
Yeah.
And we went off and we baked a cake with a lovely girl called Jane, who was really into it and showed all the different things and how you can make a cake and replace this with that. And unlike today, where there's loads of substitutes that are really good, back then there really weren't. And it was actually quite... And I know you can make really nice cakes now, because I've had vegan cakes, and some of them you absolutely divide them.
Yeah.
this poor cake that she made, we all go, this is lovely on air. And afterwards, I was like, that tastes revolting. Because the substitutes just weren't there back then.
No, and also I think the understanding... It is a science at the end of the day, you know... The way in which we cook food comes down to very basic ingredients and understanding of how to put things together. So if you can look outside of what people say is like the status quo of cooking, you know, I love Nigella, but you know,
but they don't.
We all love Nigella.
It's not about the nutrients and all that. It's also about their creating stuff now that is just like. Like we had steak the other day, filet mignon.
We did, filet mignon.
They get the texture of the meat.
Yeah.
It's incredible. And the taste is just like having a tender filet mignon.
You can actually have a burger now as opposed to a mushroom. That's what it used to be, didn't it?
You can have a Beyond burger, or you can have a bean burger, which
don't
is made
McDonald's
up of vegetables.
Don't McDonald's do Beyond burgers for their vegan?
Wasn't there a big hoo-ha though? They put them to the same broiler.
No, that was McDonald's. That was... Oh, name some others, please.
KFC.
No.
Burger King.
Yeah. Yes, Burger King.
Oh, it was Burger King, wasn't it? Yeah.
So they've
yeah.
got a vegan option, and then they've got one that they say is plant-based, but they cook it in the meat juices of the meat.
It just eats a plate, doesn't it?
Yeah. No, thank you. Were you going to say something there, lovely Lisa?
I was just saying, lots of my friends who are vegan, they don't do the anything that they don't even like
the replications,
anything that tastes like meat.
No, I mean, I suppose if you're going to give it up, there is a
of course.
Yeah.
I mean, my husband's very pro when they actually grow meat, as opposed to.
I was going
to
ask about that because within the next 10 to 20 years,
lab meat
will become a thing.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. You know, it's a really weird one.
What's even weirder is if you do meat eat, of all the species on the planet we can eat, we eat less than 5% of them.
I know, and all those lovely humans going to waste. I mean, it's high time we introduced cannibalism.
There's a real tangerine one.
JK Rowling should start campaigning on that, actually.
The human Cheetos. Anyway. Start having to do with a bit of roasting.
Before this turns into a roast or some other description, Queerstry, would you like to introduce your piece?
Oh, gosh, no, not me. Stephanie can.
Why, you read it?
You wrote it.
I did write
okay.
it, but...
Okay, this is Queerstry on nature. Have a listen to this. The lovely Ezra's wrote... You write these as well, don't you?
I do write them, but do you know what? For the first time
I really
time
like
ever,
these.
I
lovely.
Read this one.
You normally read
No,
them.
I didn't. I didn't write this one. Stephanie did.
Oh, did
so
you?
She can,
oh,
yeah, she
Stephanie.
Can...
Stephanie. Well, okay.
Take the credit. Hello and welcome to Queerstory. Today's episode is all about Our Earth Week and how this and veganism links in with the LGBTQIA+ community. The purpose of veganism is to reduce harm and suffering whilst fighting for the collective liberation of all animals. Of course, this definition is typically understood in reference to non-human animals, but what about the human animals that suffer at the hands of unjust laws, outdated societal standards, and cruel practices? It's safe to say that the LGBTQIA+ community, along with many other marginalised groups, are frequently persecuted in a way that the vegan philosophy seeks to exclude. Marissa Green writes, so how does veganism relate to LGBTQIA+ people? Because of their mission to reduce harm and suffering, it seems obvious that the vegan community would act as firm allies for LGBTQIA+ people globally. After all, both veganism and LGBTQIA+ identities disrupt the status quo by acting in a way that is defiant toward traditional societal standards. Vegans can be seen as outsiders by some as they refuse to participate in dietary or lifestyle activities that cause any harm to animals. Similarly, LGBTQIA+ people are viewed as outsiders since they differ from cisgender and heterosexual norms. But even though these experiences are both part of a person's identity, it is crucial to remember that only one of these is a choice. While vegans have decided to take a moral and political stance against the unjust treatment of other beings, LGBTQIA+ people were born into their identity with no say in the matter. Well, do vegans owe allyship to the LGBTQIA+ community? Vegans who align themselves with the definition provided by the Vegan Society already acknowledge that their veganism extends further than the foods they eat. Although plant-based diets are becoming more popular, these vegans for health are missing an important factor, the motivation of social justice that fuels many ethical vegans. Ethical veganism overtly includes both non-human and human animals within its philosophy of harm reduction and collective liberation. It is obvious that the fight for justice does not end with non-human animals. It clearly extends to encompass a range of social and political issues that are impacting marginalised communities across the globe. These vegans engage in activism to challenge issues such as systemic racism, food inequity, and climate change. For these reasons, choosing a vegan lifestyle is a choice to defend and support all communities that are subjected to harm, and this undoubtedly includes taking a stand against the ongoing oppression of global LGBTQIA+ communities. As of 2022, same-sex relationships are still criminalised in over 70 countries, and only 31 countries allow same-sex marriages. According to the LGBTQI+ organisation Stonewall, fewer than half, 46%, of lesbian, gay, bisexual and 47% transgender people in the UK are able to be open to their family members about their sexuality or gender identity. A devastating 64% of LGBTQI+ people reported experiencing homophobic abuse or violence, and half of LGBTQI+ students in schools hear homophobic slurs frequently or often. More recently, many news outlets have been reporting on the British government's refusal to ban conversion therapy for trans people. This practice, which is widely condemned by LGBTQI+ communities, aims to change someone's sexuality or gender identity. This can be attempted via talking therapy, but people have reported experiencing exorcisms, abuse, violence, and starvation as psychological tactics. Marissa Green is a queer vegan writer and co-creator of Vegan Cruises on Instagram and TikTok. A survey by the Vegan Society in 2016 found that 63% of vegans in the UK identify as women. But what about the relationship between veganism and sexuality? Are more queer people vegan? In the US, 79% of vegans are women, and academics have theorised that ideas surrounding toxic masculinity can make it more difficult for men to go plant-based than women. This is worsened by the number of men who work in professions that harm animals, slaughterhouses and factory farms included. One study conducted across 12 pig slaughterhouses in Colombia found that 92.4% of workers were men. And so-called traditional masculinity includes homophobia and misogyny, notions which, of course, the LGBTQI+ community rejects. Likewise, traditional masculinity also incorporates emotional distancing, something which could explain the pushback from macho men on animal liberation. We're all aware of the cliche that so many LGBTQI+ people are vegan or vegetarian, and one study by Curve found that out of 925 responses to a poll in one UK vegan Facebook group, 66.4% remarked that they were also LGBTQI+. The future of veganism is rainbow coloured, caring and being thoughtful toward animals that respond to love. Where all life is important is something that we should all strive for. It helps our health, it's very planet friendly, and who doesn't want to live in a world without killing animals or humans?
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Well, I think that shook Steffi's bones.
My bones. My bones are shooketh. My arthritic bones are shooketh.
So that's Labouche. And Labouche. Be My Lover. That's actually a modern remix of a 90s song, that one.
I thought there was something a bit trancy-dancy about it.
Well, the original wasn't quite that heavy, to be fair.
Oh, one does a love like a trancy-dancy dance.
I'm a trancy that likes to dance.
Oh, you're a trancy that loves to dance.
Trancy-dancy.
Yeah, same here in the back.
You totally missed
trancy
that, didn't
dance.
You?
No, I heard what she said.
That's hilarious.
That needs to be a soundbite.
We're allowed to say it, aren't we?
Of
what?
Course.
I'm a trancy who likes to dance. You've got to say it in a posh voice, though.
A trancy dancer.
You've got to say it in a very posh voice. Yeah.
So, well, best posh voices, please, for news headlines. Okay.
This is Shout Out News. Welcome along.
In amongst all the furore over Donald Trump's election as the President of the United States, it should be noted that democracy, for now, still prevails in that country, and that there were more than just Trump and Kamala Harris to choose from on the ballots. Left-wing candidates and environmentalists from parties such as Peace and Justice and the Green Party also stood. One of them was from the free market individualist Liberal Party, the Libertarians, and he was a gay man to boot. Chase Oliver is out and armed, he says, referring to his support for the right to bear arms. The Libertarian Party is an individualistic party which opposes large government and seeks a world in which individual chances at making money are maximised. Pink News summarised many of Mr. Chase's views, including a robust defence of Drag Queen Story Hour and his proposals for unlocking the stalemate over book bans and age-appropriate teaching in public schools.
US-based LGBTQIA magazine Them has a useful series of articles devoted to self-care by and for communities affected by the election of the far right in the US. In one case, the magazine shares its considered advice on self-care and self-healing, such as getting exercise and sleeping well. However, they also share some responses and messages of activists and advocates from the militant to the moderate, all of them united in their belief of our community. Strangely, it's moments like that that I feel most lucky to be queer. I think about our elders, how hopeless they must have felt, how easy it would have been to give up. But they fought for the life I get to live today. What an insult it would be to them to succumb to despair, says one of the commentators.
In the editorial to its latest edition, the British Trotskyist group Workers' Power offers its analysis of the recent US election, and it's worth noting some of their analysis in full. Donald Trump, climate change denier, they say, supporter of abortion bans, friend of killer cops, who promises to deport millions of immigrants and plunge the world into an economic conflict with China, is now preparing for another 4 years, leading the world's most powerful and aggressive imperialist power. Mr. Trump's decisive victory was made easier by the bankrupt liberal politics of the Democratic Party. Kamala Harris read from the same losing script as Hillary Clinton in 2016. The galaxy of endorsements from Hollywood and the political and business elite were no match for Trump's populist campaign, inciting all the real and imagined grievances and reactionary prejudices in US society to clear the Democrats out of office across swathes of the country. Mr. Trump promises to make America great again, but this greatness means defending the dominant position of the US ruling class against rising competitors like China and Russia, who aim to overthrow US hegemony and install themselves in its place. Trump's presidency will not be a stable road to making America great. It will inaugurate a new period of global instability, social and political conflicts, with the urgent need for globally coordinated action on climate change now relegated to a distant memory. But we can't place any confidence in the self-described opponents of Mr. Trump. The neoliberal politics of the US Democrats and their imitators in the British Labour Party played a major role in creating the fertile conditions which the new far-right populism is exploiting. The article concludes, it's the absence of a real alternative to the establishment parties who all defend the economic and political status quo that enables politicians of all parties to blame migrants, refugees or other countries for the problems actually caused by the long-term crisis of the capitalist system.
Muslims for Progressive Values have added their analysis to the recent election of Donald Trump as the 47th President of the United States. They note, sadly, some Muslims voted for Trump out of homophobia, transphobia, or opposition to women's freedom. However, they go on to strike a positive note, saying, as Muslims for Progressive Values, we stand united in our profound sadness and disappointment following the results of this election. Donald Trump's win is not simply a political outcome. It is a symbol of the undercurrents of fear, division and bigotry that have taken hold of parts of this nation. But as we reflect on this moment, we are reminded of the words of Dr. Martin Luther King, who said, "The arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends towards justice." We know that our work, our voices and our determination to uphold the justice will not be silenced or diminished by one setback. A significant number of Muslims cast their votes for Trump in this election, driven in part by conservative values around gender and LGBTQ plus rights, while many were motivated by the ongoing war in Gaza and the Biden administration's inaction. This choice reflects deeper cultural divides within our community, including a resistance to the growing recognition of women's rights and LGBTQ plus equality. As a progressive organisation, we are committed to fostering greater understanding and challenging beliefs that marginalise others. This election is a call to reflect on our own values and ensure that they align with justice and human rights for all people. We recognise the gravity of this election for many people in our community who are now more vulnerable than ever. This outcome has left us with renewed commitment to support and protect those who may be marginalised, discriminated against, or unfairly targeted. As Malcolm X once said, if you're not ready to die for it, take the word freedom out of your vocabulary. We will fight fiercely, peacefully, and strategically to safeguard the freedoms of all individuals of this country. And we will stand as an ally to every community that finds itself under threat. Now is the time to resist despair.
RTÉ Radio 1 in the Republic of Ireland reports that the country's parliament, or Dáil, has been dissolved for this session and a general election called. Polling day will be Friday, 29th November. The general election, called by the acting Taoiseach, Simon Harris, makes the end of the formal power-sharing coalition government formed by Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, the Green Party of Ireland. For much of that time, the Fine Gael leader had been the openly gay and highly popular politician Leo Varadkar. Mr. Varadkar will not be contesting this election. As campaigning got underway, a lot of parties were campaigning for the LGBTQIA plus vote. Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, Sinn Féin, the Irish Labour, the Greens, Social Democrats, and People Before Profit, Solidarity Party. Every person who is an Irish or British citizen and is included in the register or elector is entitled to vote in the general election. There are currently more than 3.5 million entitled to vote in daily elections.
Pride in Surrey is linking up with the Pride Hub and one of our family of radio stations, namely Trans Radio UK, to mark Transgender Day of Remembrance. The event will take place on Wednesday the 20th of November at 7 p.m. at the Pride Hub, which is on High Street, Egham, and the postcode is TW20 9NH. Speakers are all welcome at this event. Just email your attendance at hello@pridehub.lgbt. The US-based Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation reports that Trans Day of Remembrance, or TDOR, was started in 1999 by transgender advocate Gwendolyn Ann Smith as a vigil to honour the memory of Rita Hester, a transgender woman who was killed the previous year. The vigil commemorated all the trans people lost to violence since Rita Hester's death and began an important tradition that has become the annual Transgender Day of Remembrance.
And in sports news, ITV West Country News reports that the Women's Rugby World Cup will be coming to the southwest of England in October of 2025, with several games being played at Ashton Gate Stadium in the city. Build-ups have already begun to raise awareness of the prestigious tournament and the growth of women's rugby generally. There are out gay players in both women's and men's rugby games, but the proportion of out gay players amongst the women is generally much higher.
It's been another emotive and important week in LGBTQIA politics and the wider social scene. So do be sure to keep in touch with LGBTQIA plus media through the week to come. Why not start with our website? We're updated every day at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
For Shoutout News, this has been Terry Starr,
Steffi Barnett, and
Lisa Loader.
Shoutout News,
national and international LGBT news for you.
Shoutout
LGBT radio for you.
The Shoutout Listeners Awards, sponsored by YouGo, are returning. Nominations for 2025 will open on the 28th of November. To find out more, including how to nominate and which awards are available, visit our brand new website, awards.shoutoutradio.lgbt.
Shoutout Podcast.
From this distant vantage point, the Earth might not seem of any particular interest. But for us, it's different. Consider again that dot. That's here. That's home. That's us. On it, everyone you love, everyone you know, everyone you ever heard of, every human being who ever was, lived out their lives. The aggregate of our joy and suffering. Thousands of confident religions, ideologies, and economic doctrines. Every hunter and forager. Every hero and coward. Every creator and destroyer of civilization. Every king and peasant. Every young couple in love. Every mother and father. Hopeful child. Inventor and explorer. Every teacher of morals. Every corrupt politician. Every superstar, every supreme leader, every saint and sinner in the history of our species lived there, on the mote of dust, suspended in a sunbeam. The Earth is a very small stage in a vast cosmic arena. Think of the rivers of blood spilled by all those generals and emperors, so that in glory and triumph they could become the momentary masters of a fraction of a dot. Think of the endless cruelties visited by the inhabitants of one corner of this pixel on the scarcely distinguishable inhabitants of some other corner. How frequent their misunderstandings, how eager they are to kill one another, how fervent their hatreds. Our posturings, our imagined self-importance, the delusion that we have some privileged position in the universe, are challenged by this point of pale light. Our planet is a lonely speck in the great enveloping cosmic dark. In our obscurity, in all this vastness, there is no hint that help will come from elsewhere to save us from ourselves. The Earth is the only world known so far to harbor life. There is nowhere else, at least in the near future, to which our species could migrate. Visit? Yes. Settle? Not yet. Like it or not, for the moment, the Earth is where we make our stand. It has been said that astronomy is a humbling and character-building experience. There is perhaps no better demonstration of the folly of human conceits than this distant image of our tiny world. To me, it underscores our responsibility to deal more kindly with one another and to preserve and cherish the pale blue dot, the only home we've ever known.
Hi, I'm Amelia Twine. I'm the founder of Sustainable Fashion Week. This year, it's taking place across the country for the fourth year running, and I've kept an audio diary specially for Our Earth Week to give you a little sneak peek of what it's like to organise and deliver a big event like this.
With William Crawley on BBC Radio Ulster.
So today I was invited to join the William Crawley show on BBC Radio Belfast, and we were chatting about counterfeit sports tops, fast fashion, tat and quality. And it was a really interesting conversation looking at how as consumers, we are looking for a good deal and we're fighting the pressures of the cost of living. But also we have the pressure of knowing how bad the fashion industry is and how those two things work in conflict with each other. And what was really great was being able to chat about Sustainable Fashion Week, but also about what we advocate for, which is not seeing those things in conflict, but seeing the very real challenges we all face and the really easy and cheap solutions that we can explore and try to change our fashion habits.
Polar truck go round.
Yeah.
Did you see, is it Lidl or Audi? One of the two of them have made their own truck.
I didn't,
and I'll take
I'm
it
not
all
surprised.
Around the country.
Yeah,
amazing.
They are. But it's
holidays
not,
are coming.
It's not a curtain cider, is it? They put a tanker on the back of it, so it's full of their coke.
Oh, is it?
Cola, yeah.
Their coke.
So it's like a cola can on the back of their truck, which I think they must have rented, because I think it's an American, an old American truck. You know, the ones with the huge bonnets?
Big,
and we're, big yeah. boosies.
We're not used to them in Europe, because
no,
we
cause
have
they don't go around
cab
the corners
overs.
Here. Big, like, six-wheeler Arctics.
Something like
well,
that.
Well, you know, with the big,
we
long bonnets.
Don't know what they're yeah. called.
Yes. You're up, Ez.
Yeah, you ready? You ready?
I'm ready.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
That's it for this week. Remember, Shoutout Listeners Awards for 2025 will open for nominations during our live show on the 28th of November. That's only a couple of weeks away from now.
Oh, yeah. So to find out more, check out our new awards website by visiting awards.shoutoutradio.lgbt.
That's our announcer voice. Can you
yes,
tell?
It oh, is.
from me, from Terry, from Steph, from Arby, from Lisa, and from Ezra
Pergren. Ezra.
Say bye-bye, everyone.
Oh. Bye.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.